You're listening to EPN.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton. Welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of EPN. My speech coaching advice for the day offers you guidelines for gesturing when you speak. When I coach executives who want to become more effective speakers, or when I direct a presentation skills seminar, there's one question I hear repeatedly. How should I gesture when I give a speech? Usually the questioner goes on to say, I feel awkward enough just trying to remember my speech. Then the tension escalates when I realize that my audience members are watching my motions as well as hearing my words. I become so concerned about my physical activity that I get distracted from my main goal, sharing ideas with the audience. Well, I understand that uneasiness. I experienced those worries myself during my first years of making presentations. As a manager who conducted staff meetings, trained volunteers, and presided over corporate functions, I fretted over my physical discomfort. Eventually, I discovered 7 guidelines for gestures that worked for me, and now they work for my coaching clients. I'm glad to share them with you. 1, never plan or can a gesture. Speakers who plan or can gestures, rehearse them, and then insert them at the time they seemingly fit their message will resemble robots. They'll appear rigid, inflexible, and out of touch with the audience. In these cases, gestures do become a distraction. Would you consider planning a gesture for a one-on-one conversation? Of course not. You just let gestures happen. You gesture when a hand or arm motion expresses your mood. Follow that approach when you face an audience. Consider public speaking nothing more than enlarged conversation. Listeners will consider you genuine and likable. 2, check videotape to eliminate annoying gestures. Several years ago, I watched videotapes of 4 one-hour speeches I had given for a client, Oceania Cruise Line, when I was the enrichment lecturer on the ship Regatta. Much to my amazement, as I watched these videotapes, I noticed a gesture that I wasn't aware of at all. It wasn't terribly offensive as a one-time motion, but it became very annoying when I did it over and over. Soon, I eliminated the problem. So I encourage you to videotape your speeches and select what you need to stop doing. The camera doesn't lie. You can spot flaws and make changes. A decade ago, getting your speech videotaped required that you hire a professional video producer whose rates might stretch your budget. Now, cameras have become so portable and so reasonably priced that you don't need that camera professional anymore. Take advantage of these technology advances to see yourself as others see you. 3, use gestures appropriate for you. Yes, we've got opportunities to watch highly animated speakers who gesture with captivating vitality. Evangelist Joel Osteen, marketing expert Terry Brock, newscaster Kiran Chetri, and success guru Tony Robbins. We think, if that works for him or her, I'll adopt that gesturing pattern. You'd be just as mistaken to try to copy those speakers' fingerprints. Gestures emerge from an individual's personality and communication style. Follow Ralph Waldo Emerson's advice, imitation is suicide, I must be myself. As Fox News chairman Roger Ailes put it, no one imitates you as well as you do. Your mannerisms are unique, rely on them, even treasure them. The old adage, be yourself, fits perfectly here. 4, gesture visibly enough for larger audiences. Adjust the range of your gestures to match your audience size. A gesture you use for a staff meeting of 12 people would hardly catch attention with an audience of 500, much less have impact with the larger group. No, I'm not contradicting what I said earlier about gestures remaining spontaneous. You can enlarge the range of your gesturing without planning specific motions. 5. Limit your gestures for television interviews. To stick within the camera range, gesture close to your body when you appear on television. Otherwise, you could exceed the lens boundaries. 6. Put your best face forward. With facial expressions, it's important that you relax enough to enable your face muscles to correspond with the mood you're feeling. Here again, videotapes help. You'll learn that a spontaneous smile helps your audience enjoy your humorous comments. 7. Move away from the lectern or podium. There's a tendency to hold on to a lectern or podium with the same tenacity of a drowning man holding a life preserver. We fear letting go. We wonder what would happen if we drifted away. Here's what would happen. Walking away to another spot frees you to gesture. Even when I deliver convention keynote speeches, I ask my host to provide a small table for my materials and to remove the lectern entirely. Ordinarily, I wander away from the table about 5 minutes into my speech, roaming the audience. Even with large groups, I will walk all the way to the back row at least once to make sure everyone feels involved. Try these 7 gesture guidelines. You'll enjoy speaking more, and your audiences will love to listen, and they'll love to watch you. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
This is Todd Falcone. Join me for MLM Power Hour right here on EPN.
The rhino naturally possesses vision, naturally possesses power, communication, endurance came to my mind, conviction, a tremendous support system, huge heart, obviously. You're talking about, several tons. And they have great balance. These are organic qualities needed, I think, to be a leader in today's complex economy. So it really became a reality for me. And the lessons that I learned from the rhino really took me in many directions and surprised me in many ways. And I think that really explains, why the rhino, for me, became my unlikely guru and my personal guide towards leadership mastery and the main focus and the purpose for me to write the book in the first place.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.